This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is November 16th, 2018. 18. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Why am I stuck on 16? Because I wrote 16 here. Sorry, it's November the 18th, 2018. Another word from the Lord. This says the spiritual diet you have been on is bringing you to a conclusion. Let freedom ring. Trust the plan, for it is not of man. It is by divine design. It is formulated by my spirit to bring you to total and complete victory. Satan is a liar, and he's held you for so long, and his influence over you is very strong. But greater is he that's in you than Satan could ever be. So stay put and stay strong and stay on track, and you will enter that place in me where there is no lack. Let freedom ring. Some of you don't. Some of you have commitment issues. Stop trying to get out of the things that where God's placed you. Be still. Let God work. Let him complete what he has begun. The grass is no longer greener on the other side. What happens in a rock tumbler? God puts ugly old rocks in the tumbler, and they tumble, and they become shining, bright, beautiful stones. The rocks hit against each other. It eventually polishes the rocks. You are being refined. You say you want to go higher with God, but you've got to go through the process of the refining for that to take place. And it takes a little time. And it's uncomfortable. Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures. Zechariah 13. Verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will hear and answer them. I will say, it is my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. All right, now let's look at Isaiah 48. Remember, you sent me a video, Jackie, a few years ago, and the title was, Though None Go With Me. You remember that? 48:10. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried and chosen you in the furnace of affliction. All right, Malachi. Chapter 3, verse 2. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's soap and like fuller's soap. Now, fuller's soap gets stuff really white. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the priests, the sons of Levi, and refine them like gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord offerings in righteousness. I don't know if it was a week or two ago, the Lord gave me a word about, you know, the narrow path and the broad way. On that narrow path, it's the Amplified said, constricted with pressure. It seems so hard, but the thing is, if you stay on it, at the end is riches and honor and everything good that God has. The broad path seems nice, but you never get anywhere. You're just like everybody else. James 1:4, let patience have her perfect work. Through faith and patience that we inherit. A commitment issue is a trust issue, fear of abandonment. People hurt us, that is a fact, but we have to forgive them. The Lord can be dependent on. Now I've got some trust scriptures here. The first one I could think of was This is Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he spoken and shall, hath he not said and whatever, and he shall make it good. I missed a little bit in there, but that's what it says. God doesn't change. God is not a man that he should lie. Trust issues. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. 2 Samuel 7:28. Sovereign Lord, you are God. Your covenant is trustworthy, and you have promised these good things to your servant. Psalms 9:10. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. You know, if we really look to the Lord, it doesn't really matter about anybody else. If we know he is faithful and we trust him, if people betray you, you can be like Jesus. Forgive them, Lord. They just don't know what they're doing. Psalms 13:5. But I trust in your unfailing love. Your heart rejoices in your salvation. Psalms 27, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. He's not going to abandon you. Psalms 31:14. But I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God. Psalm 53:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Psalm 84:12. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord. This is a good one, man. Listen to this one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 11:13. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. That's the way God is. Proverbs 28:26. Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. Proverbs 11:28. Those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. Isaiah 43:1. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you. Hold on. By your name. Jeremiah 7:8. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. Daniel 6:23. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. We got to cast our care. We've got to let God take care of the things that sidetrack us. It says to lay aside in Hebrews everything that will distract. To Jesus, the author, finisher. We got to trust him. Do you trust him today? That he's going to perfect that which concerns you? Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Revelation 21:5. He who was seated on the throne said, I'm making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. We can trust God. He's not going to abandon us. We can make a commitment. The commitment's not to me. Commitment's to God and his plan for your life, what he has for you.